What it do? What the business is?
Annabelle here.
That girl Mel.
And we are We Them Girls Podcast.
Y'all check us out. Audio Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Visual on Thursday on YouTube at We Them Girls Podcast.
Y'all enjoy the next episode from the Big and Lazy Podcast.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Big and Lazy Podcast. We back with another episode. I'm Big. I ain't got no co-host this time. He's on vacation, but I got the legendary Luther Chauncey, man. Welcome back.
Welcome, man. I mean, well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Look, man. My man's everywhere. Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. You're the third guest, and, you know, we making our rounds, man.
Man, that's what you working. That's a beautiful thing.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
We done came a long way from the tabletop, man.
What's the tabletop?
Remember the tabletop we had the civil?
Where y'all was at last time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit, that wasn't long ago. What was it, about 6 months?
Yep, it was September. So
y'all done upgraded quick.
Yeah, doing better every day, man. What you been up to?
Man, same old shit, man. Out here telling these jokes, you know, trying to entertain the people. I got the comedy / spawn match, Greg, come up March 2nd with I got some dope comedians lined up. Well, I'm still waiting on the comedian. That's enough. I remember what I was telling you before we got on here.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas is just bad as these bitches. Don't none of the comedians. I'm like, dog, it's just, you know.
Everybody's celebrities in their own mind, man.
Everybody is goddamn Beyonce and Jay-Z. But I ain't gonna say it about my comedian homies. Most of them niggas, as far as them niggas go, they be booked. Oh man, Lou, I got a birthday that day, but I'm gonna try to make it. Mm-hmm. So I can't say, because I try to get Meech Dog on there. I don't know if you know him.
No, I don't know him.
Hilarious nigga, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I wanted to get Eric Kimbrough on there. I ain't heard back from Eric neither. So
is he related to Tony Kimbrough?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know the niggas' relatives, you know. But yeah. Tony Kimbrough's the basketball player, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if they can or not.
So the sparring match, man, like how's it coming along? Like, what's...
This has been one of the most frustrating things that I've dealt with in a while. Because I'm used to doing comedy shows, you know, it goes a little different. It's hard to contact the fighters. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
The fighter that was always answering, always ready, always was the white girl.
Mm-hmm.
And now the girl she was supposed to box don't want to do it. Because mm-hmm. she got mad because I went from 5. I told her I was going to give her 5 at first. I shouldn't even did that. I should have told her 5 go to the winner. But anyway. But once I seen, okay, how this situation's going, y'all need to help move some of these tickets. That motherfucker told me, I can't sell no tickets. I don't got no friends. I only got fans.
What the?
I don't even know how that worked. Because I'm like, well, sell 10 of them to the fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. So, I was like, here, bitch, I'll give you 350. You know, you can't even bring one motherfucker in the building. Nah, well, I don't want to do it, girl. You just don't want to fight that white girl for real. Because at first she was ready to fight whoever. But either way it go, I said, it's first one, but you know, the first one's always fucked up. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it go. You know what I mean? I ain't sure. But that's how I'm feeling.
It's trial and error. She said she got friends and ain't got no fans. Hell, the fans should buy tickets more than your damn friends would be. So what the hell sense does that fucking make?
Listen, you'll have people just say illogical shit to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people think everybody's slow as them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm going to say some shit that would trick me. Nah, it ain't going to trick me. Like, what the fuck are you even talking about? You know what I'm saying? it was frustrating, man.
You throwing some big words and are trying to confuse me. You didn't confuse your goddamn self. It don't even make sense. I'm telling you, reading comprehension is a lost art. That's why I quit debating and going back and forth with niggas on social media, especially Facebook. Because you would post something. I like green M&Ms. What you got against red M&Ms, man?
But yeah, that's the world we living in, right?
What the fuck? I just like green M&Ms. What about yellow ones, man? You a sellout. Ain't no black. I'm like, bro, like, yeah, that's why I just left it alone. Shit,
and I'm the type of nigga telling fuck yellow M&Ms. All the cocksuckers who eat them, nigga, I don't like them. Because I didn't even say that.
Yeah.
So now we just going to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
what
you got against the red ones? Cocksuckers eat them. Uh-huh. That's who eat them. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, you retarded piece of shit? I just said I prefer the greens.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. People are retarded, man. And the shit's aggravating, man. You know what I mean?
It is. Like, it's like, you know, like I post said, like, back in high school, you had the AP classes. Oh, he's in regular classes. He might have been in BD. He might have been in LD, but now everybody's together, man. Like
I said that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been seeing that go around, too. I said, man, I be seeing shit I said 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I said, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here that don't got to wear them helmets no more. Y'all done took them helmets off from in that little class.
Yeah.
And now y'all out here amongst the regulars.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all used to be, we could identify you. Yeah. Oh, they got a helmet. Oh, that one got a mouthpiece, she bite. You know what I'm saying? Like, we knew who was who. Yeah. Now they ain't got none of that. You might just be on the bus with one of these motherfuckers. Ah, they bite you. Like, oh, this bitch is a biter. You don't know because they out here amongst us, man.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm seeing that's going around. I said that 2 years ago. Real spiel. Because these motherfuckers is retarded. And I be knowing because I was in the BD class. Because I was right across from the LD. So
yeah.
I knew who was in that motherfucker. And it was some of the motherfuckers in my class that shouldn't be out here roaming amongst us. We need tags for these people.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Yeah, motherfuckers should wear like something on their sleeve.
Yeah, dark,
yeah, dark. Yeah. So we know who's who out here. Like, oh, yeah.
Hit them motherfuckers with a colorful IV or something.
Yeah, something so everybody can identify them.
Yeah, man. So what you been up to? So you say it's hard being aspiring match and celebrity. So, are you just ready for this event to be over?
I'm definitely ready for this one to be over. I ain't been ready for something to be over in so long just because I said I want to come back at it with my ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And more than anything, the legalities of the situation. I want to be legit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to come back at it a different way after this one. So, you know, but this one, yeah, this is a motherfucker.
I seen you had to change venues. Like, what was that about?
Well, I had to change the venues
because
when I first announced the fight, everybody was talking about it, whatever. So the word got back to the people who was renting me the venue.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call from her. She's like, well, the man's wife. I ain't going to say their name. Because at first I was mad at them, but now I ain't even mad at them because I'm like her.
They did.
If I was two hardworking white people, we can get our little business together. I ain't going to let some niggas fuck it up. And I don't think necessarily it was even just that. I think they neighbors didn't, the other businesses around didn't want it. Mm-hmm. So you got to think, I've been here for 9 years. These is my neighboring businesses. We all got a good relationship. Am I going to risk a 9-year relationship for one night with some guy I just met?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to look at it like that. I stopped being mad about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls me. She tells me she's been getting texts, people telling her I shouldn't go there. And then I got word back, too, that they was talking about it in local businesses and I got a call from somebody else. They said they heard the police talking about it. So basically, they ain't want our black asses over in Indiana.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. It's in Indiana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they didn't want it over. So that's why I had to get the new venue. And I've been trying to keep it a little low-key. But I've been getting motherfuckers talking about calling the police up there, as you seen. I showed you that. So and this is from a motherfucker I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. I said, this is one of the most frustrating things that I've dealt. You done seen me a million times. You don't see me like this. I'm high strung. I'm not myself. Like, yeah, I'm hell yeah. I'm going through it, man. I'm drinking tequila. I don't drink this nasty shit. I'm a Scotch cognac nigga.
Man, I started to grab some.
It wouldn't even matter what you had. I heard pouring some of that shit, man.
If I asked me and Jay O'Reilly, would you taking it down?
Nah, I ain't gonna drink no rock gut. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna drink no rock gut. That shit had me sick.
My cousin, that's his go-to choice. If he got $10 in his pocket, he got $10,000 in his pocket.
Hey man,
he gets some red top E and J.
I know niggas that drink that E and J. I know niggas that. I used to have an OG. He used to drink his shit called Northern Lights. He'd get like a fifth of that shit for $5.
Oh,
yeah,
shit,
man.
That's so, rubbing alcohol, ain't it?
You got people that's going to drink what they going to drink, man.
Yeah.
I don't knock them. I just can't do it. This E and J had me sick. Paul Masana had me sick.
Yeah, that's
you know, once you get a certain age, you know what you can put in your body. You know what I'm saying? I put that shit in me. It's my body rejection. I got to have, like, that's why I went on and took something at. But we'll drink, like, I don't like Patron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like tequila, but I drink that tequila, and I drink that, the cheaper tequila.
What's the one?
What's the one? Because I used to love that shit. I was younger, though.
Mm-hmm.
It got the man on the front.
The man? I ain't hip.
Yeah, man. It ain't that 1800.
Mm-hmm.
It's some other shit, but I used to drink that shit.
El Jimador? El Jimador? You got like the farmer with the farmer hat on there?
I don't know, but it's some cheap shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's some cheap shit. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. I ain't drink that shit in years.
And before we go on, man, be sure to subscribe to the Big and Lazy Podcast on all platforms. Big and Lazy Pod on IG. Google Big and Lazy Pod and be on everything. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We on Google, Daily Little Podcast. Everything. YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. We ain't on Snapchat. I don't think we don't need that, but everything you can find.
I forget about Snapchat.
Big and Lazy.
It's still around?
Yeah, it's still around. I lost my, and I'm sad about this because I got a lot of shit in my brother, like a lot of memories I can't get back. My thing is, though, niggas shoot actual porn on Snapchat. Niggas shoot porn and all type of stuff. I post a picture of some weed. I go back to log into my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Your shit is gone forever.
For some weed?
Yeah, for some weed. I posted some weed. You know, I'm trying to get my loss along. You know, whatever.
Mm.
And I didn't know warning, no nothing. I didn't get not one warning. I go to log in. Like, I'm logged out. So I go log into my shit. Your account is permanently gone. And shit, that was the end of it. I said, damn. So I guess Snapchat's still a thing, but I'm at the age right now, bro. Like,
I thought TikTok, once it came, Snapchat was gone.
It ain't gone, but it's still there.
Okay.
It might have lost some of its momentum, its buzz, but.
You on the TikTok?
Yeah, we on there big and lazy.
I ain't even on there, man. I need to get on all them platforms and shit. Only reason I'm on Facebook, because that was like the first thing a motherfucker showed me when I got at the joint.
Uh-huh.
So once I got on one,
yeah,
I ain't got time to be investing in all these other 30 goddamn streaming shits. I want to get my YouTube job. I just don't never get on there, but I need to. It's too many of these motherfuckers.
It is,
bro.
Man. Like, I'm at the point now, the club, man, my homie tried to get me on the clubhouse. And I don't even
understand that.
I don't. I tried my heart. I'm like,
that's
what
the like,
fuck?
You know what clubhouse is like?
What's that?
Remember, how are you?
35, 34.
Okay, yeah, you old enough. Remember you was young and like you and six of your friends would get on three-way?
Yeah.
You'd be like, call, call, whoop the whoop. Uh-huh. And then they'd call somebody. That's all clubhouse. That's like some kid shit to
me.
I don't understand it. And your boy Whack always on there, running his goddamn mouth. I said, this nigga just be talking to her himself.
Yeah, Whack's working for it.
I got the video. Shut the fuck up.
My
man,
thing is,
director?
Why are you always in, got some scoop on some gay stuff about some police shit, man? Ain't nothing wrong with none of that, you know, but be how you want to be. But you always got some scoop.
Because like, he was her.
Yeah.
I asked you feel me?
Yeah.
I asked you gonna have the dick suck video.
Uh-huh.
Unless you was holding the camera. you was sitting there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga, you suspect with that. That's why when niggas get to doing all that, you going too hard to try to make another motherfucker seem some way because you into that.
Yeah, real
That's
time.
What I think when I see that type shit. He look like old, I don't know. I have these people in the industry. When you, I play these people's word, but when you put them on them apps and all that type shit, they do weird shit. It's crazy.
A lot of it's a lot of weird shit going on. The Louisville Baddies, you are you following that? I remember you had like some little static with the producer. How does that like? I remember y'all was going back and forth.
Y'all went back and forth with them young cats for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But
the arsonist.
Yeah, look, I ain't even, you dig? I ain't great. Cause yeah. I left it alone. It's a new year. I'm trying to be more positive. So I'm like, I don't want it, these young niggas, cause they get to talking about me though. That be the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could talk about something they got going on that's out here for the world and everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But as soon as I start talking about it, a motherfucker make me I won't say something to Luke. Yeah. And then when I respond, I'm a bad person or whatever. So I'm like, I wish them cats the best with the show. All the LeBrons down there, regardless if I think y'all look ridiculous or whatever, I hope they make it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think all the bitches on all the other shows look ridiculous. This shit's a ridiculous concept.
It is.
Let me get a bunch of crazy bitches.
Yeah.
Put them in a house.
With alcohol and drugs.
And let them fight.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous.
It is.
So we can't, y'all can't get mad like you a motley crew of bitches. Y'all just don't hear. But I want them to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
I'm like, shit, I hope if Zeus pick you up, I hope you, I don't know.
Maybe Tubi, I don't know. But I don't. Because yeah. I told. I'm like, okay, they might not be the most attractive or whatever, but the small bits and pieces I just seen of baddies or East or other baddies shit.
They not attractive.
They it's all similar. Like, I don't see what the fuck. Y'all did some hating.
It ain't no difference.
No lie. So when it first went viral, it was a post, that original little pink post. It was a whole lot of them. So I didn't know if it was fake or somebody was trolling. So I'm on some old, if this is real, let's come on a podcast and promote it. A friend of mine, she's a chick, she hops right on right in my damn comments.
Mm-hmm.
You fucked up. You making the city look bad.
What you mean?
I have no idea to this day. I said, what are you talking about? I don't have nothing. You trying to put them on your podcast, so you going out sad, and this little weak ass. Bro, she just goes off. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Bitch was hating.
Yeah, she was hating. I'm like, are you mad because you didn't get on? I didn't even say her name, but are you mad because you didn't get on? Nigga, you wouldn't survive 5 minutes in the hood. She might have been off some drugs or something. Yeah, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you
who
wake
the
up.
Fuck want to play survive 5 minutes in the hood? They got shows for that, bitch, Naked and Afraid. No, I don't want to. Like, motherfuckers say dumb shit. I had a nigga tell me that, nigga, you don't even still ride for the block. I looked at nigga, are you retarded? Nigga, fuck that block. I'm old as shit. I got kids and shit to ride for in the family.
Yeah.
Niggas need to get their priorities together. The fuck? I got homeboys when we go out of town. Man, let's go to the hood. Nigga, no. I'm not going. I don't want to see the hood where I live.
Man.
Fuck are you talking about? I don't understand that shit. I don't. Look, you come from the hood. That's what it is. You struggle to get out of it. Why the fuck do you want to go back? I never understood when motherfuckers tell a rapper that. Like, he's a millionaire. Like, a motherfucker, Drake can't come to the hood. Why the fuck would he want to? He's damn near a billionaire. The last place I would be as a billionaire is in the hood trying to prove to some dirty ass nigga that I'm real. Man. Nigga, this money real. Me on the island where you hood niggas will never be. You'll never be around this motherfucker where I'm kicking it at.
That nigga's in Turk and Caicos. Why the fuck he want to be from 63rd?
Man, you about to be crazy. Man.
I had a homie, man. But I've been to Chicago quite a few times. Ah, man, how you going to go to Chicago and not go to the hood?
Nigga.
Easily, motherfucker. I'm going to stay in downtown. And I'm out on this boat in downtown and Benihana's eating. And, you know what I mean?
I done been to Chicago more times than I done probably been to any other city.
Because
Chicago is a big tricking town. Like, you got some hoes, you tell them Chicago, you can get some money.
Yeah.
I don't tell a lot of niggas that. Fuck with you. But anyway, Shondell, that motherfucker. I went to the hood one time. Uh-huh. And that's because, you nigga, somebody made a play that hit me. And I ain't know where I was going.
Yeah.
And I got to looking around. Yeah, let's go on and mark this area off of our to-go list. Yeah, we don't get money over here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't want it. And it ain't because I don't love my people. It's because I know my people be on black nigga bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm riding around with out-of-town tags, with some hoes.
Yeah.
I look like lunch meat. I ain't got time for this shit. Like you said, you was on them boats, I go out by O'Hara. I go by the airport. That's why when I'm Chicago land. Like, a lot of people don't even know they got a Chicago, and then you got Chicago land. Yeah, I don't fuck around.
What's Chicago land? I ain't hip to that.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere where niggas don't need to be hanging out. Yeah. I'll be like, I don't fuck around down that motherfucker.
Yeah, she blocked me. Like, that was a whole little debate. I'm like, at the end of the day, I think she was salty. Because a lot of these women, I ain't gonna call them bitches. I gotta stop saying that.
Fuck them, she's a bitch. Yeah, bitches gotta be called bitches. I'm trying to work on that too. But I'm working also, because you can't blur the line like and forget, all bitches ain't women. And all women, you know, some of these bitches, you're not conducting yourself like a woman, ma'am. You're being a bitch. Mm-hmm. You can't never stop that. But I got a problem calling all women bitches. So I'm trying to stop that. Like, I do better with that now. But no, you got to tell a bitch when she being a bitch.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
man.
No, else she'll forget.
Treat people accordingly.
You treat them accordingly.
You got to treat people how, you know what I mean?
See, I got a habit of just saying bitch to every woman. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm getting at an age, I'm more cognizant of how my words affect people. And I guess I'm getting more mature to where, you know, and I'm out of my, you know, what I'm used to being to. So I'm trying to change my vernacular. But I still call a funky bitch a bitch. Uh-huh. Like, if you a funky bitch, I'm not going to call you lady, man. No, you a bitch.
Good morning, queen. Yeah, it's a whole prostitute. God.
I ain't calling no woman a queen. I hate that movement. Whoever the fuck, I ain't calling no dirt ass nigga king. Yeah. I don't do that goofy shit. I said, motherfuckers forget. It be one family of royalty.
Yeah.
All you niggas ain't kings. Even if it was kings in Africa. Some of you niggas was kin to the blacksmith.
To the peasant.
Some of you niggas was kin to the motherfucker who drew the king's water for his bath. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna keep like every nigga was a king. Yeah. No, it might be one family that was royalty. One of you niggas was a stable boy son. Yeah, what we gonna do? I'm supposed to call you king and your daddy shovel shit? No, no, you come from a long line of shit shovelers. Why I'ma call you king? We ain't gonna keep doing this. All niggas ain't. I'll call you, hey, my brother, black man.
Yeah,
I'll call you what I can see, what I know. Y'all don't know your lineage. I don't know where the fuck you come from. Your mother could have been a town whore. You a bastard. So should I call you bastard?
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Motherfucker's a king, my queen. Man, this bitch sucked 10 dicks before she got here. It's dick on her breath right now. Yeah. And you in her face calling her a queen. Was she the queen of dick suckers? Motherfuckers just say anything, man. I don't like that goofy shit.
I was watching an interview, man. If you're in the Louisville area and would like to start a podcast, come and record at the Confirmed Multimedia, the same studio we in right now. So anybody that's looking to start a podcast, I see a lot of people on my timeline. I got a professional producer in a professional environment. He hits the spice from time to time, but not as messy. He don't do the spice. Nah. But I'm serious. He's just a professional. He's top quality. B. Haywood, Confirmed Studios. You can get at me. We them girls. We'll point you in the right direction. You come get your podcast started out right. But I was watching an interview one time, and he said, man, you can't treat all these women. He said, I'm down in the basement, and I'm
appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, he said, I'm down in the basement. I was down in the basement talking to a girl, yada yada yada. And I was trying to get to know her. Then my producer came down. He said, what are you doing? He said, nothing. I'm just talking to my. So he immediately pulls his dick out and throws it in her mouth. And he said, he's looking at me dead in my eye. He said, man, that ain't the type of chick you get to know. And he said, I'm sitting there watching her. He said, this chick I just took on a date and whoop-de-whoop-whoop. He said, that goes to show that you got to treat people accordingly.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But he might not have knew it. Yeah.
You know.
So I'm going to ask you this. So does a body count or a girl's past matter in when you, you know?
It not to me.
It don't do it.
I can't speak for other men, but I don't get the point of that shit because I done fucked too many hoes. So I'm like, shit, if I'm going to. I'm one of these type niggas. Uh-huh. I can't never knock a person for something I'm doing. Like, I used to be in the streets, I would be in, like, unsavory places. You know, back in the 90s, you had crack houses. Mm. So I'd be in the crack house doing my thing. And, you know, but I would see, and my homeboys, they would rag on the dope fiends and shit. You smoking that shit, you stay high. First of all, you selling it to them. We in here to sell it to them.
Right.
That's first of all. How in the fuck are you ragging on your customers? This is how dumb young niggas is.
Uh-huh.
This is who keep you fed. But we'll give them the blues. Second of all, you done smoked three blunts. Because, you know, back in, we smoked like dope fiends.
Yeah.
We smoked three blunts to every three rocks this nigga smoke.
Right.
We spending money with a nigga just like he spending money. We dope fiends too, motherfucker. So I don't judge people because I know what I am. I can't judge a bitch with, oh, she got 20 bodies. 20?
Yeah.
I did that in the motherfucking first year of the 90s.
Yeah.
What are you, 20 bitches? I was trying to do five a day when I was young, bro.
When you had your legs, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Nigga, I come tell my niggas I had a grand slam today. Yeah, that's when I didn't knock the four piece. Yeah. You know, yeah, I call it a grand slam. That's how we used to talk to each other. Uh-huh. I got two on deck. That means you to knock two. It's two on, you on second base.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nasty niggas. Yeah. Might don't even wash it but three times out of five bitches. Yeah, just nasty. We ain't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So how could I, knowing who I was, look at this bitch, you got body, you a nasty bitch. Nigga, I'm a nasty nigga.
Yeah, we I perfect. Like my meat seasoned.
Yeah, we perfect for each other, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, niggas is full of shit.
I don't get how people, especially in the older, like 35 and up, my age and up, talk down to youth, and y'all used to do the same shit. Y'all did I ain't never seen nothing like this. Baby, you was fucking and fighting and doing everything in middle school.
Motherfuckers get old and forget where they come from.
Bro. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Here, perfect example. You might say the same thing to a motherfucker that's a little kid. You know what I'm saying? That's just how getting old work, bro.
Yeah.
Your parents did it.
Yeah.
You gonna do it. You as soon as you hit 40,
yeah.
I ain't seen no shit. It's just what old niggas do, unless they be real with they fucking self.
Yeah.
Like, man, these people ain't no more fucked up than we was, and we help fuck these niggas up, just like the generation for us help fuck us up. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ain't no accountability, bro. So it's easy to say, I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's motherfucking. Nah, bro, come on, man. I remember niggas, I was in the 7th grade, 8th grade, they came out with East Side shirts, West Side shirts. Niggas was shooting each other over that shit.
Really? Yeah.
Go ask a motherfucker who know.
Uh-huh.
Go ask a motherfucker who know. Ask, man, you know somebody. They had Newburgh.
Yeah.
South Side. All these shirts, they was black and they would have it on in white cursive on the thing. Niggas was shooting each other behind that shit.
Damn.
So what's the difference in what these niggas is doing now? But these old niggas won't speak on that.
They don't.
They don't speak on when niggas chop a chill, cop a kill.
Yeah.
Ask an old nigga, walk up on one of them old niggas, you know something about chop a chill, cop a kill. They was killing each other over that.
Mm.
Come on, man. It ain't no difference, man. Y'all just kill each other for other dumb shit. That's the only thing to change the dumbass reason niggas is doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
the only
shit thing. On Instagram, man.
Come on, man.
That same thing back in the day. You know
same
I mean?
Fucking thing,
same
bro.
Same principle.
I literally, we would go spots and a nigga chop a chill and a nigga kill. They fight. Just like that, but they don't even know each other.
Yeah.
You stupid cocksuckers. Nigga, you ain't never seen a Blood in the Crypt till you turned on a movie and seen them niggas in L.A.
Yeah.
But that's what they was on, bro. I kid you not. I kid you not, I seen that shit my own two ass. So it ain't no difference in what y'all younger niggas, it just, the reason will just change.
Yeah.
That's how. Niggas been killing since Cain and Abel, bro. That's another thing. And I hate when people say, oh, it's black on black crime. The world is violent. We got to stop the bullshit. White people kill white. Everybody want to kill a motherfucker. That's right. How the world works, bro. Violence.
Yeah.
That's it, nigga.
Who's over there warning, rushing something? They already dropping each other left
a bunch of hunkies that want to kill each other.
Yep.
Just like niggas want to kill. Everybody wants to. Everything on the earth is trying to kill, bro.
It's nature.
It's nature, bro.
But my thing is, though, like you said, that's one of them turns just to black folks. Black on black crime, why it ain't no white on white crime?
Right. You don't never hear that.
Arabic on Arab crime.
You don't never hear that shit, bro. And it's bullshit, bro. Motherfuckers is gonna kill. People won't kill. That's it.
So
you got people that's gonna kill a motherfucker.
So let's be on the topic of like derogatory things to black folks. What do you think about the dress, the Cat Williams? Like, my thing is, why is it always some black folks degrading other black folks?
I'm going to say this about that. I personally ain't going to wear a dress.
Uh-huh.
But I can't say if a motherfucker come to me with $40 million.
Yeah.
Then I won't change my mind. Cat Williams and all them, if that's what they stand on, that's cool. But wearing a dress is just part of entertainment.
It's part of entertainment.
Whites, blacks, Chinese. It's only when it comes to niggas.
It's a sell your soul.
They want to make us just, man, look here, nigga. You didn't want the money. The other nigga took the money.
Man.
Now, I rocked with a lot of shit Cat said, but I'm not a nigga who's one of them niggas I'm going to go with everything you say because I fuck. No, we're going to listen to everything you saying. I'm going to let you know what I don't agree with, what I do agree with.
Mm-hmm.
When them niggas get on that dress shit, man, I'm like, look, bro, you ain't going to convince me. Eddie Murphy wore a dress. He's one of the greatest niggas I ever seen entertain.
Yep. So in what movie?
So what do you mean? He was the Clumps.
That's okay. No,
what are you talking about? Uh-huh. Nigga, Eddie Murphy was five bitches in one movie.
Yeah, he
the
was.
The granny, the auntie, the other granny.
Rasputia.
Rasputia.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy. He's one of the greatest entertainers.
Uh-huh.
Cat Williams' name would never be mentioned with Eddie Murphy's.
Never.
So, at the end of the day, if you want to be one of the greatest entertainers, or if you want to be a black man who feels like, hey, if I wear a dress, it goes against my principles. Neither one are wrong to
right.
me. But you ain't gonna knock the nigga who chose the. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna convince
and
me.
And I didn't get that. Like.
No, you ain't gonna convince. I'm not one of them people you can convince of that.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger, everybody done put them dresses on
they
if
have.
You're in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be funny or whatever, some people find humor in that. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, I understand that. But you can't knock the nigga who do. Oh, he just sold his soul. No, he just cashed the check. He cashed a check. They be on Tyler Perry. I'm like, man, Tyler Perry is rich as fuck.
And put a lot of people on and
man, come on, man.
And change a lot of lives. Like that's why I said, like,
he and I love Cat. I love all, you know, but yeah. I'm like, we gotta be realistic. You can't just not.
I was talking to my homie about that. I'm like, why is it always some black folks? You don't Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was pregnant in the goddamn Mrs. Doubtfire, Robert Williams, that's one of my favorite. Ain't no Illuminati shit on no devil shit on him.
Nah,
I didn't get that.
Niggas, that's what niggas do, man.
Yeah.
If a nigga get too successful, it's Illuminati.
Yeah.
Because we don't believe we can do shit, bro. A lot of niggas don't believe, or the niggas like Cat. I think Cat really feels what he feels.
Mm-hmm.
And he feel you a bitch-ass nigga if you do that.
Yeah.
I think he feel that. But at the same time, you holding yourself back, Cat.
He
That's
is.
Why your name ain't going to be mentioned with a lot of people. It is what it is.
So would you put Cat in your top five?
My top five comedians?
Yeah.
Nah. He's in my top 10.
Yeah, he's right on the outside of top 10.
Yeah, he's definitely my top 10. He ain't my top five. Yeah.
So we was having a debate on here once upon a time. Is Will Smith in your top 10 actors of all time? My top five.
Nah, I ain't never been a big Will Smith.
I'm not a Will Smith guy either. He's about Sam the eight, but I put Tom Hanks over him. I put Tom Hanks over Will Smith.
As far as an actor?
Straight up actor.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is a better actor.
And I just couldn't.
We're talking about actors.
Just straight acting.
The acting.
Yeah, acting.
Will Smith is Will Smith in every movie.
every movie.
Will Smith.
Saving the fucking world.
It's certain. No, I ain't going to say saving the world, but like certain actors, Will Smith, Tom Cruise, they're not going to do an accent.
Yeah.
They're not going to. Mark Wahlberg. They're going to be them, but Jack Nicholson. Uh-huh. Some of the greatest are great. Sean Connery.
Uh-huh.
Sean Connery can play a Russian. He's not going to change his Scottish accent. You know what I'm saying? He was in Hunt for Red October talking like he was. He's not going to give you like a Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't know if you know him, but I'm really into movies. Like, once you talk movies, like I've been to acting school. A lot of people don't know it about me. Yeah, yeah. I had scholarships and shit to acting school when I was young. I just got caught up in the streets. I used to go to Walden. I done did shows at the Macaulay. It's probably why I'm so animated how I am. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing that shit all my life.
Yeah.
I just chose a different route and fucked some shit up. Yeah. Had I stayed on my route, I'd probably be out somewhere with them. Y'all be saying, "Lou and the Illuminati." And I wouldn't give a fuck because I'd be rich. Yeah. That's how that works. You see what I'm saying?
Fuck you, po-ass niggas.
Yeah, but like when you get home, Google Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
If you see Daniel Day-Lewis in a movie, every movie, you won't even recognize him.
Really?
That's how cold he is.
Mm.
Oh, you know who else is cold like that?
Who?
The nigga who played Commissioner Gordon.
What's his name? Commissioner from Batman?
What's that nigga's name? What's my nigga's name? Google that for me, my nigga. You over here, you got a phone. The nigga played Commissioner Gordon in Batman. That nigga's cold. That's the same nigga in The Fifth Element.
Which one?
Google The Fifth Element.
What was he in Fifth Element?
He was the villain. You never know this nigga because he's so cold. Gary Oldman. I don't even need you to look no more. I knew it was going to come to me. Yeah, because I know my
talking about the nigga
actor.
Had like a little...
That's the same nigga that's Commissioner Gordon.
I didn't know him.
I know you didn't know him. He's cold.
Yeah.
He's cold. He didn't play the midget. The nigga, man, that nigga cold.
He played a midget?
So you got actors like him as character actors.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time they don't go
that's
to...
him, yeah.
That's Gary Oldman.
Uh-huh.
Gary Oldman is someone different in every movie. He can play any role. He can change the accent. He can do... No, but he's not a superstar like Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith is a superstar. So, I wouldn't compare him. He ain't got acting chops with that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Them niggas is... Tom Hanks is cold. Tom Hanks used to be a comedian.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, Tom Hanks. But Tom Hanks is cold. Tom Hanks, he played in a fucking movie where it was an hour of just him in a volleyball.
Bro, that was...
Nigga, you got to be a bad motherfucker to keep a nigga entertained for an hour with just you and a volleyball named Wilson.
Come on, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I don't know if Will could give me that. Will might could give me that, but I don't know. I don't know. But Will's range ain't like that to me.
But I'm
I like
say,
Will, though.
I'm going to say this. Did you know, because I remember you made that post about Shawshank Redemption. Did you know Tom Hanks was supposed to be Andy Dufresne, but he was shooting, Forrest Gump? He was shooting Forrest Gump at the time. He couldn't.
Well, I'm glad he didn't. I mean, it worked out for everybody.
I don't
want nothing about the Shank to change.
Nothing, bro.
Yeah,
that's
I don't want nothing about the
movie.
Shank to change, man. Yeah, and he made a, I ain't gonna say he made a bad choice, because his movie was definitely more commercially successful.
Mm-hmm.
But that Shank, man, you know. Like right now,
the greatest movie of all time.
If you was like, you won't watch Gump out of Shank. Nigga, what the fuck you think I won't watch? You know what I'm saying? Well, you better not put no Gump in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Shank is a bad motherfucker.
According to IBM, it's the greatest movie of all time. Shawshank Redemption.
No shit?
Yeah, number one. Look it up. Look it up on IBM. IBM, Shawshank Redemption.
It's my second favorite movie of all time.
What's your first?
My first favorite movie is Unforgiven.
I ain't seen Unforgiven.
You ain't never seen Unforgiven?
Is that with Mr. Glass in there?
No, nigga. Nigga, it's with William Money.
I got to check it out.
Nigga,
what's it about?
Nigga, it's a cowboy picture, nigga. Nigga with Clint Eastwood.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, he used to be a killer.
Yeah.
But now he's like 70 or something. He got a pig farm.
Uh-huh.
With his kids and shit. But he got two kids, but it's, all his pigs got the fever and shit. He ain't doing good with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
The pigs got the fever.
Yeah, all the pigs got the fever.
They going out.
Yeah. The daughter telling Pa, this one got the fever too. Hey, I love that movie.
Yeah.
So look, So a young nigga pulls up on him on the horse, you know what I'm saying, pulls up on him. He's like, I'm looking for William Muddy. He's like, what are you talking? He's like, he said, yeah, I heard from my partner P. Sapphire that you, as far as killers, you was the baddest, meaning the best. You was, you know, say you kill women and children, you don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I ain't like it no more. I don't want no parts of it. You know what I'm saying? Send this dude on his way. Go out there and find out more pig got the fever.
Yeah.
Money ain't looking right. So he know he can hit this lick with dude.
Yeah.
But he ain't killed in years. You know what I'm saying? So he go out, goes to his homeboy Ned. Ned, he live in a little house on the Priory with Sally Sally Two Trees, an Indian. He got him an Indian bitch. Ned is Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Nigga, yeah.
Morgan Freeman, I love Morgan Freeman. Yeah,
so he come and tell you, know, they did a lot of great work together. They did that and Million Dollar Baby.
Yep.
Yeah, Clint, like I said, I'm fucked up at movies. Mm-hmm. So nigga, they go and find the young nigga to tell him they want to go ahead and join the, you dig? The young nigga, he's just start dumping on him because he can't see. That's when they realize he can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they let him know it's them, whatever, whatever. So now they all going to a town called Big Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? What didn't happen is why the young dude even came to him. When the movie first come on, it's these two dudes in a whorehouse. They call it the billiards house. Nigga, they in the whorehouse. One of the whores laugh because the trick nigga got a little dick.
Mm-hmm.
So he start beating this bitch and cutting her face with a knife.
Yeah.
You dig? He's cutting her face and shit. So the pimp who ran the thing, he had to put the pistol to his head like, hey, man. So they had him tied up down there, you dig?
Yeah.
The sheriff come. The sheriff is Lil Bill. Gene Hackman, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cold. I don't know if you know where he is.
I know Gene Hackman is.
Yeah, nigga, Gene Hackman's cold, nigga. That's one of my favorite guys. Gene Hackman come in. He's like, nigga, I'm going to just find him.
Mm-hmm.
So the horse is all mad. Like, you just going to find him? What the fuck? Y'all ain't going to whip him or nothing? He said, man, I'm finding them. He found them six ponies.
Yeah.
So, nigga, the whores wasn't feeling that. They done gathered up all their whore money to put a hit out on these niggas.
Yeah.
That's why the young niggas done came to get Clint Eastwood. So now they going to Big Whiskey so they could get the cowboys that then sliced the whore up.
Yeah.
Man, that's the movie right there, man. That's the synopsis, nigga.
I got to check it out.
Nigga, it's cold. Uh-huh. Hey, that's my favorite movie of all fucking time. The ending is one of the greatest endings you're going to ever see. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got to check it out.
As good as the Shawshank ending is, it ain't fucking with that ending to me, though.
Wow, really?
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Don't do it. Is Morgan Freeman narrating?
Fuck no.
Ah, okay.
Nigga, he's in the movie. Nigga, it's a cow. Ain't no narrating. Look, narration is for whack films, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see a lot of narration in a film, that's not a good film.
What do you, Morgan Freeman narrated all through the Shawshank?
I ain't saying no, the Shawshank's a little different.
Yeah.
But like most, Shawshank is one of the best movies that got narration.
Yeah.
But if you ever notice, when you get narration in most movies, they're not good movies.
Right.
Shawshank is an move that to the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, it's an exception. Mm-hmm. But the rest of this shit, nah. But now he ain't narrating in this. And right, he's in both of the movies that I love the best. That let you know he's a bad motherfucker. But he kills this one, nigga. I want to tell you what happened. I won't tell you what happened.
You go on, tell me.
Huh?
It ain't going to spoil.
Look. So, nigga, Lil Bill runs the town with an orange fish, nigga.
Yeah.
So, everybody know the whores got the bag out for the cowboys. So, all kind of killers is nigga shopping up. So first English Bob pop up. He's known for killing Chinamen. Nigga, Lil Bill beats the shit out of him, nigga.
That's Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman, yeah. Nigga, he's on this shit. Nigga, he's handling niggas rough in this one, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Beats the shit out of him, nigga. Bends his pistols up and shit. Runs him out of town. He go tell all the other killers, ain't no whore money down here. Don't no motherfucker come to Big Whiskey because they got a big sign up, nigga, for the town ordinance, nigga. Nigga, soon as you come to town, you got to turn your guns in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't turn your guns in, Lil Bill's going to come tap that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So finally, nigga, Clinton them come to town. First place they go is the whorehouse. Lil Bill comes in there. It was raining. He's like, y'all must ain't see the sign. You supposed to turn your guns in. So Clint Eastwood was like, I ain't got no guns because Morgan Freeman and the young dude is up there, they turn the tricks. William Money, he ain't had no sex since his wife died. That's who changed him.
Yeah.
That's why the movie's so cold. He's changed. He don't even really want to be here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, Lil' Bill beats the shit out of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I'm talking about beats him bad.
Yeah.
He's down for like a month, nigga. The whores had to hide him out, nigga, on this little ranch and shit. Get him back to health and shit.
Uh-huh.
So now the young dudes doubting him. Man, I thought he was a killer. Why he let Lil' Bill do him like that, this, that, and the third? He get back to health. Nigga, they kill one of the cowboys. So when they did it, Ned realized he ain't having any no more. Because you got to think, these niggas are 60 and 70. They old killers. He's like, I ain't got it no more. William Money's having dreams. He sees faces of all the people he done killed. He wake up in the middle of the night. He's like, man, I just seen Pete Shadfield. He had worms crawling out his face. He's like, I shot him in the mouth. Remember, I shouldn't have did that. So he's going through it because that's how real it is. Because you know most motherfuckers, they just talk about killing.
Yeah.
It's shit that come with that shit. It's side effects with that shit. You see these niggas when you sleep, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every killer I know then told me the same shit. I see a nigga all the time, bro. Like, they wake up and see them niggas, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he was seeing the niggas shit, whatever, whatever. So Ned's like, I ain't got it in me no more. Ned tried to leave. Lil' Bill catches Ned, nigga, and kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Kills him, nigga, and puts his body up in front of the whorehouse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your boy don't even know. The whores, because they killed the second cowboy. They killed both the dudes. So when the whores bring him the money, Clint Eastwood was like, yeah, we gonna go meet up with Ned and give him his half. So the girl's like, what are you talking about, meet up with Ned? Ned's dead. He's like, nah, what are you talking about? Ned ain't dead. Ned went home. Ned ain't even been down with this. She said, man, Lil' Bill killed Ned.
Mm-hmm.
He got him in front of Greeley's right now. He said, what you mean he got him in front? He got him on display in front of Greeley's right now. Nigga, the little white dude, the young dude, he ain't having him neither because he finally killed a man. He had been talking the whole movie how he had killed five men. He was lying.
Yeah.
He killed his first man. He seen it wasn't for him. He ain't having it. I'm telling you, dog, it's one of the realest movies, bro, because niggas act like killing is just nothing. You know every movie you watch.
Yeah, niggas
man, he shot dude. He couldn't handle that shit. It was fucked. He said, man, he said, I killed him. He said, I killed him dead. It's one of the coldest lines in the movie. You gonna hear Clint Eastwood talk? He said, yeah, hell of a thing killing a man. He said, when you kill a man, you take everything he had, he have, and he's ever gonna have.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Dude couldn't have. He said, I ain't like you. He said, I ain't no mean as hell killer. I ain't with this. He said, you can even keep my money. He said, nah, it's your money, kid. Take your money, go get you some new glasses. He said, you gotta go back and kill them people, ain't you? He said, man, I'm gonna holler at you. And then the whole movie, he ain't been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Start turning the bottle up. I said, it's on now. Yeah. Literally, you've been waiting the whole movie for this. Cause they talking about this nigga so bad. You did. Even when your boy Lil Bill was killing him, kicking his ass. I mean, he found out about him. He's like, oh, he killed women and children. Woo, woo, woo. Ned pops up to the diner where they got Lil Bill at, nigga. He coming out, William Money, he got the shotgun. Lil Bill's giving a talk about how they great go hunt William down. He's like, we gonna get the rest of them killers. We gonna hunt them all the way down to Texas if we got to, woo, woo, woo. Dude steps right in there by himself. Now, man, you two, all through the movie, they talk about little shit, bro. Lil Bill's having a conversation with him. He's like, you know, he said, when you having a shootout, it ain't really about the quickest. It's who got the steadiest hand.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they talk about shows that in the last piece of it. It's so cold how they put it together.
You say Unforgiven, you know, huh?
Unforgiven. So he come in the room.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, man, who owned this shithole? Shot him straight in the chest with the shotgun. So he had a double barrel. Lil' Bill holler. He said, I'm going to kill you, Lil' Bill. Lil' Bill's like, man, fuck it. He said, if he kill me, if he shoot me, he said, y'all gun him down because he only got two barrels. He shoots. It misfires. Man, he throw the gun at Lil' Bill, start pulling six shooter. He kill everybody in the room. Kill Lil' Bill. Nigga, it's the greatest movie ever. I'm telling you.
I'm going to check it out. Unforgiven, man.
Go watch it, nigga. And tell me if you think it compared to Shawshank. And Morgan Freeman's in both of them.
I fuck with Morgan Freeman. So, an All-Star Weekend just passed, right? And they had a Russell Wilson. And they said, him and his son is wearing Kobe's jersey. But it... And young Scooter hopped in there. It ain't his son. Like, how you feel like when they leave Russell Wilson alone, man? Like, if that's his son.
On Russell Wilson for anything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gonna do what he wanna do, though. That's the thing about Russell Wilson. He don't let none of that shit bother him. He ain't one of them people that I think let outside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that nigga, he gonna still dress word than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's a dress wearing ass nigga. Now, that nigga put a motherfucking dress on, won't think twice about it. You know what I'm saying?
You think he put a dress on?
You ain't seen Russell Wilson with the dress?
Uh-uh.
I could have sworn I seen it. I might be tripping. They just had Usher up on with the dress.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
He married his wife on a low and got his little, you know, out in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, Usher's the man right now. You, if you show out at the Super Bowl like that, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, you did, yeah, ain't
you
it?
Do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping him right now. They said that was the most viewed Super Bowl in history.
Really?
Halftime show.
Over Michael? Oh, that's crazy.
In history.
Yeah, that's
in
crazy
history,
right there. Yeah.
I pull that off, I might go marry three bitches that night. Like, I married three of them this night, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I should kill that shit. I like to see that shit too, man. You bought everybody out.
Yeah, I seen that. I like that,
that's real nigga shit. You know, you bring all the old homies.
I was waiting for Lovers and Friends.
You Dupree ain't been on the stage in years. That nigga snapped the motherfucker with his fly-out socks on.
I thought that was CeeLo Green. I CeeLo Green out there. Nigga bald-headed and chubby. I'm like, oh, that didn't got...
Nigga, no, man.
That motherfucker had some ruffle socks. And he tried to...
Yeah, I don't know what them socks was about.
He tried to post them. They was Ralph... What was they? Ralph Lauren? I don't know. What they was some type of
Louis,
name, bro.
Louis V, man.
Yeah,
nah,
Louis V.
Know, Ralph Lauren is low level to them.
Okay, yeah.
It was Louis V. But I wouldn't give a fuck who made it. I ain't putting that shit on. Give me some regular socks.
Man, give me some ASAP. Damn... Some NBA socks out there, motherfucker, man.
But hey, I like that shit. Them niggas killed that shit.
Yeah, I did, man.
How you feel about the Alicia Keys? It been a lot of niggas talking that shit. I don't know.
Like, it's performer. It's all in the performance, ain't it? Ain't that?
That's what I was thinking.
It's all in the fucking performance, ain't that?
I think they just be on Usher's top like that, man. Usher's wrecking homes. He fuck. Y'all niggas, man.
If it was all that, I don't think he would have. I'm pretty sure they talked about it. You know what
they
I mean?
Rehearsed
like,
They
rehearsed it.
You don't do a Super Bowl. That performance, they didn't practice that 10 times.
Uh-huh.
All them people, how they got down,
yeah.
They done did that 10 times.
Especially with Usher's dance moves and
come
shit like
on,
that.
Man. Come on, man.
What been killing me is when they been posting Usher and Alicia in the warehouse. That's how you'll be. That's how the work
moves.
Yeah.
That's why them niggas was mad.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
They felt like that's what they bitches doing. Like, nah, nigga, that's totally different. Your bitch going to work for $25 an hour.
Yeah.
That bitch got on it four and y'all lost y'all's mind. She get turned up. Nigga, Alicia Keys is up there getting that big money.
Yeah.
And they only get paid for the performance.
No.
But them record sales go up.
Stream. Yeah, his concert damn near sold out.
They said that nigga got the number. He's tied with Michael Jackson now.
On what?
Some type of billboard. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to just be mentioned with
Mike. Yeah, same breath.
Shit, I don't remember what the award. But after that Super Bowl, he tied something with that nigga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you this. If R. Kelly get released tomorrow, are you going to this concert?
Fuck yeah. I ain't mad at R. Kelly.
Me either.
Them bitches was grown.
I wouldn't say grown, but.
Which ones wasn't grown? Except the one that got pissed on. But he beat that case. They said it wasn't him. So how am I holding it against him?
Uh-huh.
I'm an ex-criminal.
Yeah.
I be mad at the motherfucker if I beat a case.
Yeah.
And a nigga come to me talking about, man, I beat that. We go, so we can't come to him about that.
That's innocent.
All the shit he in jail for now,
them
bitches was grown. They was grown.
They were.
They was grown.
Yeah.
How I'm going to get mad at this man because he talked your dumb ass into coming to live in his mansion, then fuck your parents, get pissed on, shit on, and do whatever fuck he say. I'm not going to, no. I don't even like the idea of that shit, bro. I don't like how that works, bro.
They hit that motherfucker with a racketeering, and they hit that nigga with the same shit they hit John Gotti.
Man, bro, I'm telling you, bro. Plus, he from Chicago. I just told you how Chicago is.
Yeah.
So I know where you come from. I know what you're into. I know that's where Bishop Magic Don Juan's from.
He's from Chicago? Yeah.
Yeah. I told you what type of town Chicago is.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So I know where you come from. I know. That a lot of this shit is your culture, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga been molested and fondled. He's been through all type of weird shit.
Can't
and
read.
I don't condone fucking with no children.
Not
but
at all.
All them bitches he's locked up for now, they was grown. You know what I'm saying?
What was her name? Jocelyn Savage. What was her fucking name? She was out on Rodeo Drive. I thought she was locked up in his basement.
It's like if you talk a bitch into right now, like, hey, bitch, I want you to live in this cage I got in this room. And then she say, okay. High five, 10 years later, she come back. Brandon kidnapped me. He put me in a cage. Bitch, I asked you to get in the cage. You said yes. Why are you suing me now?
Right.
That shit with Cassie and Diddy. Now, I don't knock the bitch for making the play. A bitch got to make you play. Do your shit.
Get you a payday, yeah.
Yeah. But you see she ain't coming no criminal shit. That's why I like that about her. Like, she just want payday. I can't knock you for that.
Right.
But if you come back, how they trying to do Vince McMahon? Bitch, if I tell you go fuck 10 niggas,
yeah,
you definitely got the right to say no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he would have took my job. Fire me, bitch.
Right.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck, and then I'm going to sue you.
Right.
So even when they say that shit, well, he is in a position of power, he could have, you got to fire me because I ain't doing it.
Man, Vince, why they trying to do old Vince like that, man? They said they scrubbed him from the, how do you scrub him from his own fucking company,
how,
though?
How you going to scrub an 80-year-old billionaire from anything?
Right,
damn near dead, and he's worth billions. Do you think he's doing the same thing tonight to a bitch that was with it again?
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck. You can't lock that man up for that shit. So the bitch was with it.
So what was the thing about Vince McMahon? Like, what was
his... He had that bitch getting ran through by all the WWF players while he was watching and checking it out. Like, yeah, bitch, I got six big cocks for you tonight. He was on some... It was nasty. He shitted on the bitch. He literally shitted on her. But if I sit here... It's like if a bitch come in here right now, it's three of us.
Yeah.
I want to shit on one of you niggas. I'm going to be the first to be like, well, it's my time to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what you two niggas are going to do. And if you choose to sit here and do it, it's your business.
Yeah, it is.
How the fuck are you going to come back and sue the bitch a week later? I'm going to be right on the defense stand for that bitch. Them niggas want to get shitted on. She came in and told us. It was three of us. I'm shitting on something. I left, Your Honor. Them two niggas stayed. They was with it. No, you can't. I don't understand that. That's weird to me.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's an option. And all these things, never do these women, do they be like, well, I said no. Well, Cassie did kind of say she said no. That's why I say I can't knock Cassie all the way because I do know how abusive nigga is. You know what I'm saying? So she might have been a little scared. But that bitch with Vince McMahon, they didn't erase Brock Lesnar from everything.
What did he do?
He was fucking her too. That's how Vince got him back from the UFC. He set that little pussy on him.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
I got to read more into it because when I be seeing little sex scandals and shit, like, I don't really like feed my mind to that shit because a lot of that shit be baloney. And how do I know who's telling the truth, who's lying?
But it don't, here's the thing you got to realize. He's an 80-year-old billionaire. What do you think is going to happen to him?
Not a damn
he'll
thing.
He'll push that case back.
Until he fucking die.
He'll either pay her.
Yeah.
One of the, ain't nothing gonna happen to Puffy.
Not at all.
Once your money get a certain way, even with Bill, you see he got out.
Yeah.
Kelly'll be out if his money was right.
Yeah.
His money got low. Your money right? Man, come on, bro. You ain't Martha Stewart. What's she doing?
Man, they'll hit a nigga with 50 years doing some insider trade, man.
Man, Martha Stewart got a year.
Yeah, a year and a day in a goddamn...
The money was right.
In a penthouse.
The money was right.
It was,
When the money's right, the time is different. We're going to get you out of here because we need you back out here to pay taxes.
Yeah.
You serve a purpose to the whole fucking country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, when your money... What we need R. Kelly out for? This nigga broke. He might make another I Believe I Can Fly, but we don't know if he got it in him.
We got plenty of niggas to sing and dance.
Bill still had that money. You see, he got that. But then they got Bill on some bullshit.
Yeah.
They got Bill on some bullshit.
I read that case pretty. Yeah, well, that was some bullshit. But they unsealed that damn, you know.
But what you want bad dollars to donuts, don't nothing happen to Vince.
I don't see it.
All you can do is take the company. What the fuck? What? Look. If I give you $1 billion today, and he come to you tomorrow and say, I'm taking the podcast, What would you give a fuck? How much of a fuck would you give?
Not if I got that bean in my
bank.
Man,
come on, bro.
Fuck
you. Fuck the WWE. Fuck my wife, Linda.
Uh-huh.
I done bought my whole new horse.
Right.
We going to this island. This time, these bitches can't snitch. I'm making them. Here's another thing. They make the horse sign that non-disclosure. They still snitch. I said, God damn. These niggas ain't never safe.
Man, it ain't safe at all, man.
It's just part of it, man.
Has a female ever tried to blackmail you or extort you?
You blackmail me for what? I ain't got shit. I ain't got no billion. What you gonna get from me?
A chick tried to tell me, I'm gonna put out at you that I sucked your dick before. You are, huh?
Oh, well, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Bitch, you the stupid bitch.
Yeah, you had
to. You ate the dick for 40?
Yeah, I'm gonna put you out at you bad pussy. And I'm like,
you should have told her, well, bitch, the bitch I gave 200 gonna laugh in your face. You probably shouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
How you gonna embarrass? Here's the thing about a nigga to pay for pussy. They not embarrassed about that. This is what I do.
Yeah.
This is my life. Most niggas I know that buy pussy would tell you up front, I buy pussy.
Uh-huh.
And it ain't because I can't get it. Most niggas that buy pussy, I ain't going to say most, but a lot of niggas.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas who buy pussy, it ain't because I can't get no pussy.
You paying the bitch to leave.
I'm paying you to leave. I'm paying you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once I give you this money, bitch, once I give you that 40, what are you talking about? You gonna say anything? The 40 was to shut the fuck up.
Man,
it wasn't to put this dick in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be that goofy whore. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, these bitches is retarded.
I remember my ex used to do it. That was a little thing. She went through my phone one time and seen some old bullshit and, hey, man, you ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. Oh, he doing this for 40. He's getting this for 40. Like,
bitch, that's what I'm into.
That's what I'm into. And
I tell any man, if you into something, own it, man.
Yeah.
Then can't know. That's why it's hard. That's why I can't, bitch, can't. But I ain't got no biz. Now, once you get some money,
yeah.
Now, bitch, she can play with you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got shit. We gonna come and take the bins, bitch? Yeah. Okay, whore, I get no. I ain't got shit. Once you get that billion, now you can play the. But even then, you see what Kevin Hart did? They tried to blackmail him.
What, with the gay joke?
No, nigga, one of them bitches tried to come out with a sex tape. That nigga holler, bitch, let it out. He went home and told his wife.
Mm.
That's why he ended up getting that divorce.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you ain't gonna get no money. Here, let me go tell this bitch for y'all put it out.
Let me tell him, yeah.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna give you shit. So fuck off. Yeah, that's what weak whores do. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. I said, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, how you a whore and a rat? Whoring is just like a dope dealer.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be talking to police or nobody else.
That's why I don't get, like, why do the chicks try to expose the niggas? That's like a motherfucker
exposing. Because these whores ain't got no motherfucking guidance. Ain't no motherfucker schooling these new age whores. These whores wake up, they get an Instagram or Facebook page. They go make OnlyFans. I'm in the game.
Yeah.
Bitch, who's your coach? Who the fuck is telling you how to run the plays?
Yeah.
Just like that girl on Valentine's. She just added everybody. Somehow my name got on the list. I don't know if you seen it.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah. I said, I ain't never talked to this bitch a day in my life.
Uh-huh.
So it come, I showed her. I ain't know the bitch. But I'm like, regardless, why would you even try to oust the niggas that is trying to spend money? I do anything with you, bitch.
I didn't get that.
You a rat, whore. Now you done blew your whole play. My bitch called me about the shit. I said, I don't know this bitch from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch sent me a message and unsent it.
Yeah.
That's how she got me on her.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah, I said, oh, this bitch is crazy. But why would you do that? Why would you even, you know, motherfuckers be crazy?
Who's her son? We live on Facebook.
We live on Facebook?
Yeah, it's something new we doing. I got the message. Who's her son?
So y'all can go live on everything.
Yeah, it's something new. He said he can been doing it, but I guess it's something.
My nigga working, man. I fuck with
you. I'm telling you, this man's a genius. He just got to leave that spice alone, man. I just be talking. He got to leave it. He called it the spiggity wiggity. I said, what you got on right? He said, that spiggity. I'm like, nah. I just fuck with you. We drug free.
Bottle gone.
I think he took it. Took the last. I think it's gone. Is any more liquor left?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's all right. I don't need no more.
But We live on Facebook. Yeah, well, come on here, Jamie. Bring your son back. And if you watching this, we appreciate all the support. Share, like, subscribe.
That's my
dog. Yeah, she was up here.
Jamie crazy. Came on the show.
Yeah, and promoted up the baddies and stuff like that. So I'm rooting for her. She seems pretty cool. I hope everything works out for her. And you know, and my cousin Shell, she's a part of it too. So I ain't got no sides in that. But so I'm working.
Are you kidding, the Shell?
That's my blood cousin.
Yeah. You know Mike.
Yep, Mike. Yep, Mike.
Yeah,
blood.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike from the yep. He still be they don't be in Sean's no more. He don't cut his Sean's no more, do he?
Nah, Mike ain't Miss Sean move. You know I used to cut a Sean.
You did?
Yeah.
Man, Sutcliffe was my stomping grounds, man.
I cut it Miss Sean's.
You know that. Black Will? The big lips?
Who used to fuck with the X Pills?
I don't know what he fuck with the X Pills or not.
Yeah, I know you talking about. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that was my barber before I went to this other barber. He got kicked out of the shop because they came, his baby mama came and bust through the goddamn window. And they said, you got to pay for it. Yeah, that's how he got kicked. This is my eighth grade year, so this is maybe like 03 or 04. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so his baby mama was on some old, you know, bullshit and came through, you know, the door's glasses, you know what I mean? She threw a brick through the damn door.
Miss Sean is the first lady to cut me and my brother's hair.
Really?
When we was 3 years old.
Ah, okay.
She been cutting my hair since I was 3 years old.
Where she moved to?
She's down on 4th Street, I think, now.
To get the shop?
Huh?
To get the shop?
Yeah, that's what she did. Miss Sean owned that building on Suck, like, in the West. So, yeah. That's her building. That's in her family. But where she at now? Yeah, she still cutting Miss Sean, man. Miss Sean, one of them people that cutting hers in her blood, bro.
Uh-huh.
Like, Miss Sean got money. She don't got no dope. She just love it, bro.
Yeah.
She love that shit.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I used to go to Black Wheel, you know, Mike and Sutcliffe. That was my stomping ground. I'm from 32nd, but Sutcliffe, man.
When I first got out of barber school,
mm-hmm.
That's where I went, was Miss Sean.
Really?
Like I said, she had been cutting my hair since I was 3. Miss Sean, no.
What years is this? I don't remember.
Nah, I got out of prison at, fuck. What year is this? 2023? 2024. Yeah, about 10 years ago. Maybe 12 years ago.
Yeah, okay. I was long gone by then.
Yeah, but,
It looks good to me.
Miss Sean showed me the ropes on cutting hair. You know what I'm saying? And all that mm-hmm. shit, man. That's my dog. I fucks with Miss Sean. I fuck with Mike.
You still cut hair? What shop you at? You
know? I ain't cut hair in over 7 years, man. I ain't cut hair since I did this comedy show. I wasn't good at that shit, bro.
You wasn't?
I was fucking niggas up. Yeah, I was one of them niggas, mate.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like, yeah. You come in, you just gonna get, I get you.
Yeah.
It's when them little niggas come in with the phone, with the picture.
Yeah.
Like we seen that nigga with that pompadour. I couldn't have did that. Like, had he came and sat in my chair.
Yeah.
And showed me, because he clearly had a picture that he seen that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, give me that. Nigga, I can't give you that.
That nigga's hair was so perfect, I thought he had a hat on or something. I'm like,
hey, man.
I thought he
whoever cut his hair.
Yeah.
That's why I look at haircuts like I do. To this day, I look at everybody's haircut.
Yeah.
That's why when you said something, I said, nigga, that nigga shit was perfect.
Yeah.
You see, I said that shit is quick. I said, because it immediately came out, I looked at his haircut. I said, whoever the fuck did that, that nigga was cold. Because like you said, they sprayed it in just right.
Yeah.
They had my nigga laid.
You got a little dye in the bitch, a little white, got some streaks in that hole.
So look, imagine he sitting in my chair. And he's like, tell me, give him that. He would have came out looking like you. Yeah, that's why I had to end my career. This nigga's trying to fight me. Yeah. Mama's coming back. You did this to my son. I'm doing the best I can. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was going through that, man.
I remember one time, Sean's was sold out. And my mama, we was walking back to my granny's house. And we was walking through, I don't know how we got on 35th. I think one of my cousin's house, but it was a nigga cutting hair on the porch. Oh, my God. Oh, y'all gonna go right. I guess it was going back. It was something we needed a haircut. So, man, he fucked us up, buddy. He butchered. I ain't going to school, mama. Man, butchered. Man, you know them low cuts look like he bald almost. I'm like,
Ivy League.
You set me up for failure, man. I would get some bacons.
That's the old school Ivy League, man.
Yeah,
man.
And we appreciate y'all the support. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts, you find us, man. Support us, like, subscribe, and share this to a friend. So what you been up to, man? What's it looking like for...
After I do this boxing thing, I'm going to get back to straight comedy shows. I'm going to take this month to start going back to open mics.
Because mm-hmm.
it's been it's a lot of comedy clubs in Louisville popping
it
up,
is.
Man. So I'm like, I got to start making myself known in them. And I want to... We'll start doing some skits, man. We need to hook up and do a skit.
Yeah, real talk. It'll
be beneficial for both of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to start doing that more, linking up with just creators. Anybody doing something, you know, start doing more skits. I'm also, a lot of people been reaching out to me for the promo. So when my main page get unblocked, I think I got 12 more days, I'm going to start doing more promo for other people's businesses and whatnot.
And what's the monetization? I know you be going live and you get a lot of views. Like, what's the monetization looking like? Is that you seeing some nice checks from Facebook? I see you seeing some.
Facebook is all right. Now, look, here's the thing I'm going to tell a person. Because I ain't one of these, a lot of niggas get on here capping, bro.
Yeah, right.
Say whatever. I might, now this is me, and you see how much traffic I have. I might get $200 a month. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you what hurts me. Nigga, the word nigga,
mm-hmm.
smoking. Once you do monetize it, it's a lot of rules to that shit.
Yeah.
And it's certain shit that'll stop you from getting money. So my money could be way more if I wasn't the way I am. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Cussing. If you ever notice, most of the people who you dig, they don't do it like,
right.
that'll hinder you. You know what I'm saying? Too, yeah. It's a lot of stuff. Ad revenue is where you're going to get most of your money when you start. Most of my money come from stars.
Yeah, okay, I seen that.
That's why I get most of the money. I don't get a lot of ad because I cuss too much.
Uh-huh.
I smoke on every video.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to cut back on that. I done changed my black nigga bullshit to just B&B.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put that up there more.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because there's certain rules. If you want, because it is money on there for you to get.
Yeah.
But you got to, yeah, you got to be playing by the rules. You got to, you know, be handling your shit how you supposed to handle your shit.
That's what's up. We got something, we got a little Tubi. I ain't going to say we going on Tubi, but we got a little, we thinking about shooting a little movie, man. Me and Tajay, he got a dope idea about a movie. I don't want to say too much, but I'll tell you off camera. But
So like, if y'all do a movie, how y'all going to go about financing?
That's the...
Because I had reached out to the dude who had made that movie with Lil Rico and them before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. to my nigga Rico, real motherfucking legend.
Yeah.
But they had did The Clinic.
Yeah.
And I just asked dude, I met him. He said that movie ran in about 150,000. That's low for a movie, though. You got to think, most movies cost at least $40 million to make. A real movie?
Yeah.
That's a low move. That's a low budget. Like, you had nothing. $40 million.
Yeah.
You was poor. That's a poor nigga movie.
Yeah.
You get into all them other movies, it's $200 million type. So, yeah, 150 gets you Tubi. 150 racks. You ain't, that ain't a lot in movie talk.
Yeah.
That ain't a lot in movie, but it's a lot. That's why I said, how y'all gonna finance it? Because I won't know, because I won't end. Yeah, okay. I'm like, you there.
So
yeah,
because
that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to link with some people, write a script. Because here's what the dude told me. He said when they made that movie, he put up the money.
Mm-hmm.
So he get all the money, you dig? So yeah. I asked him, I just was like, did you at least break even? He said, man, I probably said, nigga, I made money on it.
Mm-hmm.
He broke even, you get your... So it's money in them Tubi joints.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 150 will get us in. 150 will get us in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I just want to put that out there. That's why I'm like, if y'all serious, I want in.
Yeah, we serious.
I got the guy. I know how to get the guy. Yeah, but I know what it won't.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. He'll put up the money for us. Yeah. We can make the movie just on him. But then we ain't going to get nothing. You see what I'm saying?
That's how it go, though.
That's how it go. I don't want it to go like that.
Yeah.
Let's get the funds to go. Yeah. He said, man, we go half. That's what he told me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
$75,000, huh?
75, man. But for a movie, that's like.
Yeah.
For a movie, that's like.
So we gotta give him Tubi movies and break him low budget Tubi movies. Man, we gotta get him.
Hey, bro, if you spend 200 racks,
yeah,
out of nigga money,
uh-huh,
man, shit, you did the best you could do. Most nigga, what nigga you know can round up 200 racks? He said he made one. He made the clinic. Then they made another one. Him and T. Is his name TC or TJ? I don't know. I used to work with him. Cool Cat. But I think he said he put up most of the money for that one. Dude, get his money back because he put that shit online.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. It's going to be on Tubi. It's going to be online. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all that type of shit. So, you know. Yeah.
Man, it was a pleasure talking to you, man.
Man, yeah. Every time I pull up, man, look.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, and I'm glad I stopped by, too, because I was kind of down. I've been down all week, man, that shit.
The sparring match.
I needed a drink, man. I needed a drink. So, yeah.
Therapeutic. I swear this shit's therapeutic. Yeah, like, it's man.
You got to come talk laugh, to the
laugh, talk, and drink you some good. But this is the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Shout out to the Big and Lazy, man. Yeah, y'all go follow me, too, on everything. Luther Chauncey, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Luther Chauncey on YouTube. Yeah.
So this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. So you got to give us something big, something good to eat, lazy, something good to watch before we get out. Besides this podcast.
Something good
big
to eat?
Big and Lazy.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to take this time to be a real nigga. Man, y'all go eat one of them $1 billion burgers from my nigga Trav Olo. Yeah. If you want something to eat, look, I ain't just saying that because that nigga make a good burger. You wouldn't have
it
one?
It looks good. Yeah, man, I ain't never had one.
Hey, man, I pulled up, man. My nigga got a fire burger, man. You know what I'm saying?
I want that one that Dae Woo was eating, that big challenge burger. I want to
try it. Yeah, that looked dope, though. I want to get on for the challenge.
Yeah.
He need to make that a thing.
Real talk.
Yeah, he need to make that a thing. And what you say? You want something to eat and what?
Something good to watch. You gave us
Unforgiven. Man, nigga, I told you what to watch.
Yeah.
Everybody go out and watch Unforgiven.
I'm going to watch.
As soon as you see this, watch Unforgiven. And then you tell me what you feel about it.
Okay.
It's my favorite. Look, me and my brother, we just movie heads. His favorite movie is Godfather, 1 and 2.
Yeah. They weren't that hot to me. It was cool. But
what?
I like Casino and Goodfellas better. Like
what?
Over Godfather 1 and 2, I'm taking Casino and Goodfellas over.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I'm dead serious, man.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful.
I guess I gotta give it another sit.
Griselda Blanco named her son Michael Corleone. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know who Michael Corleone is,
yeah,
don't
you? Yeah.
If Griselda tell you goddamn Godfather the shit, what that tell you?
Yeah, that's a motherfucker,
ain't it? Godfather, hey, that's one of the, when he tell me it's hard for me to, you dig, say my Unforgiven is better,
yeah,
but I like it better. Godfather's one of the greatest fucking movies. Now, don't get, Goodfellas is awesome.
Yeah.
It ain't the Godfather, though, man.
It ain't.
Not one of, no, nigga. It's too much intricacy into that motherfucker.
Yeah.
The acting, the just everything about, now, Godfather 3?
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen it?
Never seen 3.
Horrible, man. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened with that one.
Uh-huh.
Where Francis Ford Coppola put his daughter in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked it all up, huh?
It was still fucked up anyway. But 1 and 2? Nah, man. But I can say Goodfellas, I can see you liking Goodfellas and you younger.
Yeah.
It's definitely more fast. I can't say you wrong. I get with good Casino. I don't know. Casino's dope.
It is.
I just ain't gonna put it up there with Goodfellas and Godfather. I put like Goodfellas right up under Godfather.
Did you like The Irishman?
Fuck no, man. That shit was a snooze fest,
it was
man.
Long as
yeah,
fuck,
man. Like, dog.
4 hours?
It wasn't whack. But I'm like, it ain't nothing I'll watch again.
Nah, I can't.
I didn't watch Goodfellas 100 times.
I can't.
I didn't watch The Godfather. I didn't watch Skyface. There's certain movies you can just keep watching. Mm-hmm. I can't watch that Irishman shit again. That shit was so boring. Then De Niro was old as fuck, beating people up. Like, then you can't even hardly move. When he stomped that dude out on the curb,
yeah.
I said, man, it's like a 70-year-old man beating the knee. Like, get the fuck
man, out. Man, ain't got no momentum behind them punches.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that one. But I could definitely say Goodfellas is up there. If you say you like Goodfellas better than Godfather, I can't say you tripping.
Yeah.
I can't say you tripping. Casino, I don't put it up there with Goodfellas or Godfather. I don't know. I love Casino.
Yeah.
That's it's like movies. Under them, though,
yeah.
To me. You it's know
right
what I'm
under
saying?
Next tier.
Yeah, it's under them to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
I just watched Heat the other day.
Oh, my God.
That's a good movie.
That's my brother's second favorite
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that was a hell of a movie right there.
Nigga, man. You just now watched Heat?
Just watched it, yeah.
Nigga, that's the... Hey, because see, Godfather 2,
uh-huh.
It got Pacino and De Niro.
Yeah.
But they don't get no scenes together.
Uh-huh.
Cause De Niro he's the younger Vito Corleone.
Uh-huh.
So he don't have no scenes with. That's the first time Al Pacino and De Niro went head to head and had scenes together, nigga. That's one of the coldest.
Yeah,
remember when they was at the table?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the first time they went head to head like that. Mm. Where they was sat down and had a scene together. You feel
Would you put both of those over Will Smith?
What?
Al Pacino and De Niro.
Will Smith done made like that?
I don't know, man. They was like...
What Will Smith done made that you can compare
that's
to
what
Casino
I
or Heat?
That's what I see.
Maybe Ali.
They said Independence Day. I said Independence
Day. Fuck out of here. Fuck out. I could put you in Independence Day.
Man.
You could have did. You could have knocked that Welcome to America, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you could have did that.
Uh-huh.
Ali, you probably couldn't have did. So if I'm going to give Will Smith something, I'm going to give him Ali. Into King Richard. He killed them.
He
transformed. He turned into somebody else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I give him them. Fuck you. I could have did Independence. That was just about who got the role.
Yeah.
Whoever got that role, you was on your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You was on your way. You could have pulled the alien. Like, welcome to America, bitch.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, man, Brandon, it took off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that smoking cigars.
Yeah, that was one of them roles, bro. But that Ali, he put some work in that. I ain't gonna knock a nigga when they do some cold work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then you got Jamie Foxx when he did Ray.
I put Jamie over.
Yeah.
Bro, they was
Jamie just... literally turned into Ray.
Uh-huh.
A blind man.
He did.
Now, Will did great with Ali.
Yeah.
But you still can tell it was kind of Will.
Yeah.
Man, that nigga turned into motherfucker.
He did.
Ray Charles.
Because I gave my top five, and I said Will Smith was not my top five. Them niggas lost
it. He ain't in my top five.
I said De Niro, Pacino, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jamie Foxx.
Nah, you got to put Denzel in there, man.
I forgot. I said Denzel.
You cannot have the list without Denzel.
I ain't put Denzel in there?
You just told me five people.
I said Denzel.
No, you did not
say
that.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Now you changed it. No, you just changed it.
You sure?
He got this shit on camera. You know we getting recorded.
But, I did it on accident. I got Denzel, Caprio, Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Jamie and I can see where I messed up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put Samuel Jackson before Will Smith.
Samuel Jackson don't got range like that. He plays Samuel Jackson in every... He's like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson is great at doing Samuel.
Snakes on a motherfucker. I'm tired.
That's the same nigga that's in the motherfucking Avengers. He's the same person.
The same nigga from Coming to America. What's up, motherfucker?
Same motherfucking person.
Yeah.
Samuel is like Jack Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
They're great at being them.
Okay.
You have those type acts. Sean Connery, he's great at being him. He don't gotta... Samuel don't gotta talk with no accent.
Right.
He don't gotta, he's cold at being Samuel.
Yeah.
So that's all they gonna do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
We gotta finish this up and we gotta come back again.
Yeah.
You gonna be the first, third time.
I'm thinking about turning my YouTube, that's what I'm thinking about doing my YouTube channel. So I think I might turn it into a movie type thing. Just so... Cause I like movies is my passion. Like motherfuckers, a lot of that's why when you just said what you said, we want to make a movie. I'm like, I want in. Let's write a script. Let's do it. But how we gonna get the funds together?
Yeah.
That's the main thing I'm worried about. You know what I'm saying?
Ready. Yeah. But it's a YouTube. It's called Blackbuster. It's on and it's two guys and they dissect movies. That's like dope as fuck. It's called Blackbuster Podcast.
Yeah.
And they dissect like black movies. Like this last one they just did Low Down Dirty Shame, like this black movies like Sunset Park and shit, you know.
But I won't do all movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can do all movies.
Like, look, this has been going on lately. And I've been saying this for the last fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
It's just now catching on. Predator 2 was totally underrated. I got to say that on here, too, because I'm hoping somebody see it.
Yeah.
You ever seen Predator 2?
Yeah.
They try to say it wasn't shit.
Uh-huh. It wasn't the first one, but it wasn't.
Nigga, it's better than the first one.
Think so?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I done had this argument with 100 people. What happened in the first one?
Went in the jungle, didn't he?
He went in the jungle.
Yeah.
And what happened? He started hunting them down.
Uh-huh.
They was trying to get away.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said, get to the chopper. Remember, that was in that movie.
Yeah.
What happened in Predator 2?
I don't know. I ain't seen it in a while.
He killed that nigga Danny Boy. Uh-huh. That was Danny Glover's homie.
Yeah.
And he was on his ass.
Uh-huh.
He didn't try to get away. The Predator was trying to get away. You ain't never seen a nigga... The president had hunted everything all over the guy. He ain't hunted nigga.
Yeah.
He ain't know what to do when that nigga got on his motherfucking ass. He was running from building to building. You ain't seen it?
It's been a while.
Nigga, he was running. He ran and jumped from one. First, he threw the spear at Danny Glover. Nigga, reflexes. Yeah. There ain't nothing. Took the spear, ran up on the Predator, shoulder blocked him off the side of the building.
Damn.
The Predator's hanging.
Uh-huh.
Because he done killed Danny Boy, nigga. Nigga, vengeance is in his heart, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, the Predator's hanging. He tried to set the bomb. Danny Glover's like, nigga, what are you doing? Chopped his hand off, nigga.
Mm.
Nigga, the Predator falls, nigga. Runs through his lady's apartment. Danny Glover chases him all the way to the spaceship. Then they have a hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
Remember, Arnold had to kill him with a tree trunk.
Uh-huh.
Man, Danny Glover whooped that nigga with his hands and took his blade and stabbed him in the gut, nigga. Coldest shit ever, nigga. It ain't, man. I'm telling you, number two's underrated, nigga.
Is he better than Will?
Who, Danny Glover?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Will. Danny Glover cold, though. He was Mr.
Yeah,
he was Mr. You know what I'm saying? Danny Glover was Mr.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to put it up. But hey, I love Danny Glover and that Predator too, man. That's my shit.
Well, what was the question you had, B?
I had a question.
How do you feel about online content, the views and influence on everything? Like, how do you feel about like social media and how is it like, you know, how does it?
I think social media takes away people's thoughts, man.
It does. It's a lot of zombies out here.
Yeah, man. I think I done had it happen to me. I'm just being real. Because at the end of the day, we all humans.
Yeah.
So let's say you feel some type of way. About you see somebody post something, you be like, man, that's stupid. But then you get on there and everybody say, man, that's the most brilliant shit I heard. You start thinking to yourself, maybe I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no, it is brilliant. I done did it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then I have to catch myself like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. No, it's stupid to me.
Yeah.
It's how the fuck I feel. You know what I'm saying?
And so another thing, I'm going to say like, I'm going to say that I believe the earth is flat. Back in the day, you didn't know, you know what I mean? But social media, a nigga across the street, oh, man, you believe the earth is flat too. A nigga around the world, you know what I mean?
Everybody like, know what your beliefs
are. Yeah, you know, it's I can say a bunch of idiots.
Yeah,
you
got to think, before social media, like when I was young, I used to hear my mama say all the time, you don't discuss sex, politics, and religion.
That's all they do now.
Now that's all they do, bro. It's all they do. And ain't nothing money. Off limits.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing to the imagination.
That's literally, my mother used to tell me, you don't discuss sex, politics, and religion.
You don't.
Now, that's everybody's talking point. What else
do you eat ass? Oh man, that shit's crazy, man.
Man, yeah, motherfuckers crazy, man. But, Donald Trump, all that other shit.
He gonna win the election, you know?
You think he gonna win the election, mm-hmm. man? You gonna vote for him?
I voted for him the first time and the second time.
Look,
I ain't gonna lie to
look,
you.
Look, why are you saying on here? You should have said
that. I should have said that. Out there, they don't fuck with Trump. I thought when he came around now. I thought he was. Oh, damn. Yeah, I
did. You just did a whole podcast with black women. Nigga, they hear you saying.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't voted since 2008. I voted for Obama one time once I turned.
I was just fucking with you, man. Nah, but hey, black women hate that nigga Trump, man.
I tell
you that much, boy. I said niggas love Trump, black women hate him.
Before we get out of here, though, we got to end it. Subscribe, Big and Lazy Pod.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. What else? Facebook, Twitter. Everything you can, Big and Lazy. Please like, subscribe, and send this to a friend. Something you want to say before we get out of here?
Man, just follow Luka Chauncey on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, man. That's it. That's all I got to say, man. And y'all come fuck with me for the comedy show / motherfucking sparring match.
Yeah. We just going to exercise. Exercising with gloves on. That's all it is.
That's it. That's
a little health class, and we out like that, man.
Straight up. Big.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.